Hello. Hello, can I speak to Rev Kennard, please?
That's Sky, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, ma'am.
Mark, one moment.
Yeah, okay.
That's Francois, Charlie from Sky. Can I come?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Well, are you Rev Kennard?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so, well, I'm just calling to let you know that you're eligible to get a 3 Sky Plus HD box. Okay.
Right.
Replacement of the box that you have at the moment.
Right.
It's not like it's not going to be any cost. You're not going to pay anything different.
Right.
We're just going to change over the box and give you a new box, that's it.
Okay, for which of my 6 boxes are you talking about?
Well, I'll have a look into that because I don't know, like, you had, like, 6 boxes. Because this is a call about that one of the boxes. And one of the boxes is not compatible for the new softwares. So we're trying to replace that model.
Okay, well, as long as we can figure out which one it is, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Like, I need some details of you. Like, can I take your name, please?
You know my name. Adrian Kellogg. You
I know,
me.
So well. Well, it's just for verification, sir, to make sure, like, I have the right details in front of me. That's the only thing. And, well, okay, just give a moment. And also, can I take your address, please?
Don't you know it?
Sorry? Can I take your address, please?
Yeah, but you must know that, surely.
I do have the details, so I'm trying to confirm them.
You phoned me, so why do you need to confirm my details? Surely I just need to confirm your details. Being a bit strange now. I mean, you could be anybody phoning up trying to find my name and address now.
Okay, so well, if you have that doubt, well, what I can do is, well, I understand what you're trying to say. The best thing I can say is, I'll give you a number to dial directly to Sky, okay?
Basically, if you want to replace my Skybox, fine, just send me a new one and we'll swap it over. Problem solved. You don't really need to take any details. If there's a problem with one of the boxes, just send a replacement and that's fine. I don't think we need
to
worry about more than that. That should just be it.
Well, I agree, sir. But that is the way. Like, I mean, if I try to get into the account, like, well, if you can just give me the account details, I'll tell you what package do you have on the account. So if that makes any sense, like, so that you can trust me, I can trust you.
At the end of the day, we don't really need to have a long conversation here. If you think one of my Skyboxes is not up to date, send me a new one. End story. Problem solved.
I'm really sorry to say this. Like, I need to verify the account details because these calls are recorded and for data protection.
If you want to take up some of my time, then I charge £100 an hour. Now, do you want to take up some of my time answering silly questions, or are you just going to send me a silly skybox?
So I cannot really do that. I'm sorry. Like, I'll lose
okay,
my job.
Well,
that's what I can tell you.
You either want to take up some of my time now, or you're going to send me a new skybox. Which is it?
I can only send the box to you, like, if you can verify the account details, or else I have to just disconnect the call.
You could just send it. You know where to send it. You know the address. You know the account details. You could just send it. You don't need anyone to verify anything. Just send it. Now, it sounds to me like Sky is saying one of my skyboxes is not actually doing the job properly, and therefore, if you don't send one, I'll expect a refund for my ongoing subscription for the faulty box. So
it's not a faulty box.
Why are you replacing it?
Yes, well, the box that you received is one of the oldest boxes, like when you joined Sky, like when the HP was launched. Okay.
Yes.
That box says we want to make sure that you get every service that Sky can provide. Okay.
Right.
And
we
are trying to
up the box that I've got doesn't currently provide all of the services that Sky offers.
That's right.
Right. So
we are trying to replace that.
Either replacing it, or you will be sending me some sort of credit on my bill for the amount you're charging me for a service with a box that doesn't do the job, refunding me the cost of the box. Which is it?
Well, you need to speak to customer relations. I'm sorry about this.
You don't really need to verify my details to replace it, do you? You could just send a replacement to the address where you know where it is, and it will be swapped over.
we need to send an engineer as well, so that he'll take the box with him.
Why do you need an engineer to swap the box? Even I can unscrew an F connector and a power lead.
And he's going to take off the box that you have at the moment?
Right, but it seems a little excessive to send an engineer to swap a couple of leads over and replace it.
Okay, so well, I don't want to waste your time, to be frank, but
you are wasting my time already, but basically, you've basically said that the box I've got isn't fit for purpose, so first off, I need a refund for it or a replacement. I'll leave it to you to decide which. If you don't replace it, I will require a refund, and of course this call will be recorded, so if you don't replace it, send an engineer, fine, that's fine. If you don't replace it, you've just admitted it's not fit for purpose, so I'll require a refund. I don't mind which you do, but if you don't do either, I'll just issue a county court claim for the refund. Job done. I don't really want to waste any more of my time on this.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm just going to put a note on the system, whatever has happened. I'm just going to explain that to anyone who sees the account, and that's the best I can do. I'm sorry about this.
Well, so assuming the best thing you can do, you've admitted the box is not fit for purpose, so which are you doing? Are you replacing it or refunding it? Which are you doing?
But I'm not doing anything with it, sir.
I put a claim for it. You've just admitted it's not fit for purpose, so I can get a refund.
It is doing the job showing the HD channel. Okay.
You said it is not providing all of the services Sky can offer. It's not fit for purpose. That's why you're replacing it. If it's fit for purpose, why are you replacing it? Make your mind up. Come on. If you phoned me under false pretenses, if it's fit for purpose and you're phoning me claiming it's not, then I just want compensation for my time that I've just wasted.
Well,
which
the box
is
that you received, the box that you received in the first case, right? Mm-hmm. That is called as a first generation of Skybox of the HD.
Right. I'm now saying
that is still doing the job. That is still doing the job. Okay. That will still do the job. Okay.
Well, make your mind up. A minute ago, you said it wasn't providing all the services Sky offer.
No, sir. When you took the HD box, we didn't have these services. Okay.
Right.
So the new services that we are about to launch in the future. We want to make sure.
What's the problem? Just get on with it.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm trying to help you with this.
Yeah,
I'm trying to give you every possible information.
Do it. Send an engineer with a new box. You know the address. Send it. Do it. Get on with it. Job done. I'm saying yes, send an engineer. If you don't send one, what's the point of this call?
Okay, so well, I just have to put a note and then put you into callback list, but I cannot really do it now because you're not happy to verify the details at all. I'm just going to put that as on the note.
You phoned me. You don't need me to verify who I am. You phoned me, right? So you don't need, and indeed, you don't need to verify who I am. You know my address. You know the Skybox. Just send an engineer around with a new Skybox. Job done. Just do it. You're phoning me to say you want to send me a Skybox and then you're saying you won't. Just do it. Or otherwise, what's the point of phoning me? You'll be quite happy for me to publish this call recording on my blog, I hope.
Well, sir, I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm really, really sorry that I just cannot really do anything about this.
If you can't
well,
do anything,
what
just
I can do,
do
is
it. Send me a replacement Skybox now. As you offered to do. Just do it. If you didn't want to send me a replacement Skybox, why did you phone me?
So, well, everything, like, I mean, whatever we try to do on the system, right, to get into the Sky account, right?
I don't really want to know about the deficiencies in your system. Just do it. Just send me an engineer. Send the Skybox. I don't mind whether you post it or send the engineer. Just do it. Off you go. Do it. I'm agreeing to it. Get on with it. Do it.
Well, so I'll speak to my supervisor and see if you can do it, yes, or else, like, I just have to put you into the callback list, and if they can get it sorted for you, that's well and good.
You want to waste my time again? I'll be charging £100 per hour, part thereof. That is my terms. You agree by calling me back. End of story. Do you understand?
I understand.
If you want to agree to waste more of my time or use more of my time, you can do so by calling me back. That is agreement to my terms. My terms are, if you call me back, I will take time talking to you and it will be £100 an hour apart. Okay?
Well, sir, as
now
I said, like,
my terms, I leave you to decide whether you want to call me back and replace my Skybox or not. But if you don't replace it, and based on this call, it's quite clear it wasn't fit for purpose, otherwise you wouldn't have phoned me to say you need to replace it. I will need to sue you for the cost of the Skybox because it's clearly not fit for purpose. So I'll leave it up to you.
Okay,
I have
no
said,
problem. Thank you.
You can send an engineer with a new Skybox. I have said, you can send out a new Skybox for the post. I don't mind which. Just get on and do it.
Okay, so well, I'll do whatever I can do from here, but I cannot really say what I'll be able to do in the future. But I'm just
okay.
going to
well,
leave it to
you. Well, call because then I'll just invoice you the £100. That's no problem. That's fine. Obviously, if you don't want to spend £100 on my consultancy services and my time, then call me. It's up to you. Because I spent all that time on the store.
Well, there's nothing I can do about this. I cannot really deal with this at the moment.
You act on behalf of Sky. You're calling on behalf of Sky. You represent
yes,
them.
Yes.
And
yes,
you have offered
fine.
Me a new Starbucks, and I said yes. So if you're not going to
yes.
do it, you are clearly wasting my time. I'm not very happy about you wasting my time.
Well, so it was just a straightforward thing here. Like, because the reason why we verify the details is we need to make sure that we are speaking to the right person as well.
But you are.
Okay.
You phoned me.
Yes.
You
yes,
phoned
that's right.
the number you have on record for me, and I've answered the phone. How much more verification do you need than that? I mean, there is really no need to verify that number. If I phone Sky's number, I don't go saying, oh, I need to verify it's Sky that I phoned. Of course I don't. I expect that when I phone Sky number, I get Sky. You expect that when you phone my number, you get me. And that's what's happened. Why is this complicated? How hard can it be?
Well, sir, that's the business process, which I cannot really change that, because unless I take the details off you, again, confirm them, I don't have the right to make any changes on the account.
Of course you do.
So, well...
I'm not suggesting you make changes on the account. I suggest you send me the Skybox you've offered me. You said I need... that you've implied that the existing Skybox is not fit for purpose and that you're going to send a replacement. And I'm saying yes. Job done. What's the problem? I can't possibly be giving out personal details to some random caller because you might not be from Sky at all.
I completely agree with you, sir. Well, that's the reason. Like, I mean, if you want to make sure, like...
That's sorted then.
Hello?
Okay,
hello.
You agreed. You're going to send a replacement then. You just said you agreed with me, so we're sorted.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, sorry.
I agree with you. I can play back the call recording if you really want. You said, I completely agree with you, sir. And I am quite happy with you agreeing with me. Good. Problem solved. Send a replacement.
So you're not even ready to listen to me. I'm trying to say that, but...
Sorry, I listened to you say... I
well, if I send the box to you... Well,
what am I missing here? You agree with me that I can't possibly give out details to a random caller? You agree with me? Good. Now, let's move on.
You can dial the Sky number.
I am. You've said my Skybox is not fit for purpose and that you're offering me a free replacement. I'm saying yes, send a free replacement. What more is there to say? Really, I can't think any more to say. You know, perhaps let us know what date the guy's turning up, you know, what more?
Well, sir, as I said in the first case, that if you're not happy to verify the details, what I can say is, and since you don't believe that it's Sky, right, I can give you the number to speak to the Sky department. Like, I mean, if you dial the number, 08442414141.
You're employing me to make phone calls for you now. You want me to phone somebody, waste some of my time phoning someone. That's fine. That's £100 an hour. You're happy with that? Give me the number. What's the number?
Well, I'm sorry to say that, but 08442...
phone somebody. So I'm quite happy to do that. I am a consultant. I do charge for my time. But if you'd like me to employ some of my time to phone somebody to discuss this matter, I'm more than happy to do so. What's the number I have to phone?
Well, it's for the box that you are calling us. So it's 08442.
Oh, nice expensive number, yes.
414141.
Right. And
well,
you're asking me to phone that number, knowing full well that I charge £100 an hour for my time.
And the reason why I'm asking you to call that number is because you don't, we could not trust each other. That's the reason, right? You know what I'm trying to say?
No. You can trust me because you phone my number. Just as when I phone that number, and it is indeed a number of Sky, which I recognize, then I will trust that the person I'm speaking to is Sky. I'm not going to ask them to verify who they are.
Well,
okay.
I completely understand, sir. It's like a mutual understanding
to
verify the details.
You're asking me to phone a number knowing that I'm a consultant and I charge for my time, which I charge £100 an hour. So you're asking me to do something for which I charge. Yes, so I will get on and do that, and I will send the invoice to Sky.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Okay?
Sorry, just here. Okay.
You understand? You have asked me to
do something. I have nothing to say, sir, well, because I don't really know what to say about this. Because you're just suing a person like who's just an employee. Well, I'm just an employee. I'm not. I'm not like.
But you represent Sky.
Yes, yeah, we do work for Sky.
And you, representing Sky, are asking me to do something?
Yes, that's right.
Knowing full well that I charge for my time doing things that people ask me to do. I consider that to be you, on behalf of Sky, entering into a contractual relationship with me to employ my consultancy services, and I will accept that offer, that request, and I will do so, and it's £100 an hour, or part thereof, plus VAT, and I will call that number as you have asked me to do. Okay?
Okay, sir. Sorry
for
hearing that.
Thank you for your order.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.